The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Call me Propeller Dance, Frank.
I like that guy. But if he tries to fuck that little dog tonight for real, I'm calling Humane Society.
It's slippery and it smells like bacon.
Kitty scrolled in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Kitty's world starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that prefers things with tentacles over anything with a sweater. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show number 109 tonight. I'm loving it. With me, as always, is my sexy, freshly shorn, flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. C.
What up?
What is going on?
Nothing much.
My not so dark and lovely.
Not so dark. Lovely. Not so dark.
Yeah, you're lovely, but you're not so dark.
Pale.
You pale. Pale face.
Oh, boy. Is that like a racially insensitive thing to say to me? I think it might be.
Oh, God.
I think I might be offended.
Oh, Jesus. Well, don't be.
Don't go paling on me.
That guy's just...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you know, I can see Russia from my house.
Is that stripper we brought home last week, Mama?
No,
we called her Russia, something like that, man. Moscow, I don't know.
If you'd like to join in the conversation, you can give us a call at 941-421-0401. We may answer. We might not. So don't get butthurt if we don't. I don't know. I get in weird little moods where either I want to talk to you or you don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guy.
Or I just don't push the button. Yeah, you know. Either way.
You can follow me, though. I can get Katie Radio on Twitter. Really awesome if you did.
You answer there all the time, though.
I do.
Yeah, no matter what.
That's almost the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just have this fear of talking to actual people. I think that might be my problem.
Is it talking to actual people?
Well, it could be.
Fake people you can deal with.
Well, no. I mean, I deal with you.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
But actual people, fuck that.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess if I don't know them, I get kind of like, hi.
Do you?
I don't know. Okay. I sort of do.
All right.
Gasparilla kicked off this weekend here in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we...
I'm over the Pirates already, and I have like another month.
Yeah, it's not just a weekend thing. Like I said before, it lasts.
It's two months of Pirate... like 2 months of pirating. Seriously. Serious to God.
Like
2 months of every weekend, there is something pirate-related going on. Where they're like blocking off roads and having parades or art festivals, or it is pirate motherfucking mania.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't believe it. I'm telling you.
It's kind of funny. My mother talked to me today. She goes, oh, yeah. And then they all enter the bay and they take over. And
oh, Jesus.
I said, yeah, I know I live here. I know. She goes, oh, I just don't know if they still do that. And I mean, I don't know if you should go because it might be dangerous. I'm like, oh, my God.
Honey, they have all those pirates running around there. I don't know if it's safe for you being a woman at all.
But you know they like to rape and pillage.
That's what I'm saying, Mom.
You'll probably have your boobies hanging out. You better cover them boobies up. Don't show your boobies. I don't know. My mother became a little Russian woman, but she's a little Michigan woman.
Yeah, no, no. You were going straight. You were like bringing
Fargo.
In your yeah, exactly.
Oh, geez, so Minnesota.
Close enough, though.
Ah, whatever.
Michigan, Minnesota, whatever.
Gives you a good idea.
It's up there. You guys don't mind if you're from those places. If Katie thinks that you sound like you're from another place, don't worry about it.
I love you guys, and you know that I'm not the brightest, so they forgive me.
Don't you know?
You want to see my pussy? It's all good.
Oh, boy.
We're cool.
Sure we are.
You want to see my cracker?
Yes, I do. Send it over.
Not during the show, please.
Why not? Well,
because
I'll get it during the break.
Bouncy lights, and really, it's not a quality audio experience, really. I know no way to make that good audio at all. Like, how do you make that entertaining? I don't know.
You don't.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So are we going to have
talk?
Are we going to have quality entertainment this evening?
We're having it right now.
All right.
This is quality.
Why must
you do this every week?
Did you prod you into breaking the evening down for me?
No, I'm still talking about Gasparilla. Like I was all dressed up and I thought I looked cute.
You did. You looked awesome. And can we put all the pirate stuff away now?
No, I'm going to wear it again.
This is what I'm saying. I have another month of this.
But we were supposed to be going to the honeypot, and I kind of put it out there on social media that we were going to be at the honeypot that night. Well, we ended up getting in line. I immediately felt like, wow, I am now the oldest, the old person at the club. And I did not feel right about that, and I didn't want to hang out there anymore. So yeah. So we decided to walk up and down the strip of the wall. We check some things out, and we got some coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, whatever. You got some coffee. We hung out on a little table there. It wasn't bad at all.
No, actually, it was really nice.
There was like thousands and thousands of retarded people walking by that were completely fucked up. And doing different things left and right. There were people behind you like having that drunk friend that everything is falling apart and they're trying to just get that bitch in the car. Get the bitch in the car. We can't get her off the stool. Get her in the car. Come on, before a cop comes, get her in the fucking car.
She's like, that was me.
God, that's what I'm saying.
I could have watched my whole... But
we watched it all happen instead of it happening to me. It's great that way.
Every place was mobbed. Took us like 45 minutes to get some coffee. The place, someone screaming like a goddamn lunatic.
So needless to say, we didn't make it into the honeypot because we hung out in line for a little bit.
Felt old.
And for, well, it just, it did not seem like the type of event we really should be at, really. You know?
If I have to
check IDs before I see boobies, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, definitely. Yeah.
Plus, I think you were the only pirate in line.
I was, too.
I think that was part of it.
No, I saw a couple little hooker pirates.
Hooker pirates?
Hooker pirates.
Wow.
But well,
place is always good for hooker pirates.
Of course it is.
This time of year for the next month.
Are you kidding me? The thoughts are out tonight. Yeah. Thoughts come out at night. Thoughts come out at night. No,
so besides
please,
pirates,
they're out during the day.
So besides pirates and failed attempts to go to a club.
Yeah.
We got other stuff?
Yeah, we got other stuff, too.
Really? We have good stuff?
Yeah, I got some stuff about furries.
What?
Well, most public figures, they kind of have a hard time tweeting without at least one teen asking them, you know, like, sit on my face and I want to blow you kind of thing.
One teen? Like, what do you mean?
Like, at least somebody.
At least a
teenager saying like, oh, hi, hee, hee, hee.
Like illegal teenager or a legal teenager?
Legal.
Okay, like 18,
yes.
19. Okay.
Just so this doesn't sound extra creepy.
Okay, because it sounded really, really creepy there for a second.
Well,
there, Katie.
That's kind of, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tony the Tiger, you're great. His official account, he deals with a special breed of propositioning. I mean, it's Rule 34. He's out there. It's, yeah. Every time that Tony tweets something, the furries kind of lose their shit.
When you say lose their shit, what do you mean?
Well, he gets plagued by all sorts of lewd and lascivious demands from the furry community. Like every single time he tweets.
They're great, baby. Just say it again. Say it slower. They're great.
Like, they want to say, like, you're so hot, send dick pics, I want you to tie me down to spank me, Tony, make me eat cereal, you know, I want to, like, fuck you in a bowl of milk, I want to lick all the fur off of you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Used to say all those are furries, though. They're not necessarily furries.
Some people
They just have Tony the Tiger fantasies. That doesn't make you a furry.
That's true.
Just makes you having a Tony the Tiger fantasy.
So there are a few that stand out a lot. A lot of the fisting ones is they want Tony. Yeah, they want Tony to fist them.
Oh, tiger paw.
Crouching tiger.
Your pokey crane is nothing for my tiger paw fisting technique.
Ooh.
Oh, you American butthole solar arch.
It's a Guyper. God, the helicopter was so funny. Ugh, the ass gnome. That's just a lot. There's a lot of anal toys. Go to extremetoys.com or something like that. What's extreme? Oh, brutal dildos.
Brutal dildos.
.com. Go there if you want to see some big stuff you can purchase.
Yeah, and then you get the name brands of it, and then you could look for videos of people inserting them into themselves.
I think they even have demo videos on their site.
Do they? Some of them.
I think so. Nadia Alicia. Yeah, go to her.com. She has big. She inserts big things, and she's pretty. She's got a really pretty face, and she's got a nice body, big old fake boobs. Anyway, she lives right near us.
Check her out on them interwebs.
She fucks her fans, so become her fan, and you might get fucked by her too.
Yeah, I think they're doing some kind of like super blow 50 or something.
Oh, so then you can be a part of that.
I think so. There's some. It's her and the other Jenny Jizz. Anyway.
The same chick that did the whole "I'm gonna blow you for veterans," Sticky Dicky.
Yes,
amazing.
Yes, they're like Super Blow 50 on Super Bowl Sunday, where ostensibly they're gonna blow 50 guys. I think.
So like 25 a pop.
I don't know. Maybe 50 a pop. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not sure the details. Look it up.
Each guy gets a double dose.
There's a thing called Google on them interwebs, man. They got answers out there. Honey.
Yeah, this is weird. This is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Really?
Yeah, I knew nothing about that.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if we can go.
I don't want to go, really.
You don't want to get your dick sucked?
I mean, it sounds good and all, I guess, but not really, no. I get my dick sucked at home. I don't know.
We are so the old people.
Well, I'm just saying.
I would totally be up for going.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like production line, you know what I mean? You got to fit 50 guys in. I just don't really, like the whole cattle idea, I just don't really feel like jamming. It doesn't seem like...
Gangbangs aren't your thing either.
It doesn't seem like fun to me, really, no.
Well, I can see where it doesn't seem fun for you.
A blowjob would be nice, but, you know.
I mean, you'd think...
I got to hang around 50 other dudes in line waiting to get blowjobs from the same girl.
Yeah, but do they blow you till you finish? Do they swallow? Do you finish on their face or their tits? Like, what happens? Do you just turn around, jerk off, do a bucket yourself?
These are awesome questions that you could probably consult the interwebs for, that Googleator action, and you could look it up. Since you didn't know, I'm not looking it up for you.
I don't
expect
you to
look it up yourself.
I don't want you to look it up.
Super Blow 50.
Super Blow 50.
I think a Jenny Jizz is doing it.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be like, hey, girl, get yourself out there.
There
get yourself some jizz.
Wow.
Jenny. I gotta ask the grossness later. This is about an Ohio man.
They know everybody in Ohio. That's what I hear.
No, it's no, near
nothing
them.
Goes in or out of Ohio without them knowing.
I'm just saying,
especially
maybe
if it's a sex toy.
Someone has seen something on the
even
news.
The ones that are suitcased in people's butts. They know about them.
Oh.
They do, especially them.
Especially
the ones that are suitcased.
This is where you're going to like this.
I'm going to like it. I'm waiting.
You're going to like this.
Prepare for awesomeness.
He escalated the term grammar Nazi to new heights yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. He stabbed his roommate 47 times for mispronouncing the word espresso.
Man, I went down there and got me some of them espresso shots, man.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yes.
Really? He's that big of a dick?
Yes. A witness said that it all happened with very little warning.
Very little.
So he said, well, the walls are paper thin and there were no sounds of an argument. Just a conversation that sounded pretty normal. And then one roommate asked the other if they would like some fancy coffee. He said... The next thing was a loud blood-curdling scream, followed by what sounded like someone hollowing out a pumpkin.
Good job.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Just Christ.
Jesus, that's a lot of stabbies.
So, stabby, pokey, pokey.
Stabby with my espresso.
You didn't have a pew-pew.
It's espresso, bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
I told you, say it one more time. Say it one more goddamn fucking time, well, I swear to God.
That's pretty much kind of what happened when the cops arrived to this bloodbath, this 34-year-old
allegedly
dude.
Bloodbath.
Well, he confessed. He told him that he pronounced espresso. He said it's pronounced espresso, not expresso. And if he said it one more fucking time, he was going to kill him. He
Good said, job.
He said, but he didn't listen.
He's a man of his word.
He said, oh, no, this wasn't the beginning, though.
No.
The neighbor said once he heard him say irregardless and the next day saw him with a black eye. And he asked him what happened and he said he walked into a door just like some girl of domestic violence.
This is like in prison now, right? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Please tell me he went to prison. I almost want to go to jail to fuck with him. I do. I could make my life's goal just fucking with that dude incessantly.
No,
till he killed himself.
The roommate, the one that got stabbed to death, had the black eye. Like, this is going back. He said it didn't start with the espresso.
I'm telling you, this has
been happening. So the roommate told police that he said everything wrong, and it finally got to a breaking point. He said, I put up with it for fucking years. The espresso was the last straw. He said the cops asked him if he thought he overreacted, and his response was, he butchered the language, so I butchered him.
Good job. Now, it doesn't really surprise me that somebody who is like the grammar Nazi type, I really, that's like profiled right in with the serial killers. And it really is. It's like, you know, lives alone, you know, male, over 30, and corrects everybody online on how to spell shit.
So in other words, you just described Frank.
There you go.
Who was in as Cats.
Does he?
He's got two cats.
He's a grammar Nazi?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Hey, buddy. How you doing there, buddy?
Well, because I think everybody does it to him, so he just kind of like has a tick now.
Oh, does he? I'm going to strike before I get hit. I'm gonna go grammar Nazi on your asses, buddy.
All on your asses.
So what do you got? What do you got next?
I got something from Detroit.
What? Man. I thought we just did Detroit. That was Michigan. Sault Ste. Marie. Fargo. Can you read this one in your Fargo accent?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to. No. No, I can't.
You're going to try.
I was going to, but okay. Then. All right. Well, you might do a double take if you're driving down the road. If you go past the toy chest, there are little.
Gay bar?
Thing outside. No, it's a strip club, actually. Oh, okay. Well, the sign reads Dwarf Toss Returns. The topless bar is holding a contest where people hurl little people at soft Velcro walls.
Yeah,
this has kind of enraged thousands of people, including the little people of America.
I don't know about enraged. I mean, whatever.
I remember them doing this and even televised.
Sure.
Long time ago, like in the 80s and shit.
Sure. I'm just surprised people will do it. Like there's some LPs out there that'll get tossed.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying too. Is you know what it's about, and you are a little person, so you signed up for this. You knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, you know. But when somebody's got to make a living, they got to make a living. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They got. It's not like it's unforced, unwilling. Dwarf tossing. We're talking about consensual dwarf tossing here.
It is very consensual. I mean, they signed the waiver, and I'm sure they're getting paid for it. But it says the little people of America, they've worked really, really hard for a long time to make sure the little people aren't treated as objects. And then this kind of just, boom, throws it in their face like, hey, we're throwing you at a Velcro wall.
Well, you know, if a dude's willing to do it, then a dude's willing to do it, but...
But, you know, you probably might feel guilty. But there's a petition going around that has over 3,000 signatures already. And the local news has tried to contact the owner of the toy chest. And he has a similar contest going on at another one of his club that he owns called the Windsor.
Huh.
That
one's just a crack whore toss. Oh, he gets some like 80-pound crack whores to throw. Nobody cares about that one.
Whee!
They don't care about crack whore abuse.
They care don't. About
LP abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody's willing to do it, whatever. It shouldn't be illegal. It's pretty insensitive. Whatever. You know, so like, just go down there and pick at them. I mean, what the fuck? You don't like it? But well,
they're doing it. They actually they have a protest schedule for the night, and they're saying, you know, why does it have to be them? Why little people? Is it three?
Because they're a lot easier to toss than full size people are not easy to fucking toss. I think that's most of it. Is you have to find somebody that you're able to actually throw.
Why don't you just toss little, like,
hey, women? Maybe like amputees.
Oh, like my God.
Quad amputees. They'd be nice and light. You should do amputee toss.
That's terrible.
Why is that terrible? Why is that more terrible than tossing little people?
Do you remember the cartoon called The Oddballs?
Why are amputees' lives more valuable than little people? I don't know why you would value them more than any other life, Katie. That's pretty insensitive. I don't know why you're really attacking little people. Is it because you're tall?
Oh, my God.
Is it because you're tall?
I am not for either of them.
They don't really,
I think both of
like
them
you
are
either,
bad.
Just so you know.
I have a friend on Facebook who's a little person, and he is my friend.
Okay, so their lives are worth the same as a double amputee?
Yes.
Okay, because when I said that you could toss double amputee, you scoffed.
I didn't get excited over little person tossing either.
Well, but like amputee tossing, you had a little passion. You were like, oh my God, that's just too far. Why is that too far?
Well, because maybe I feel a little closer to that, because at some point I have a feeling I'm going to lose a limb.
Or two.
Or maybe more. Or become paralyzed.
I wonder, could we do, you know how they have those giant people-sized balloons and they like play soccer in them and shit? Could we stuff a double amputee in one of them and like they could be the ball? You know what I mean? Instead of having a ball.
It's a ball.
It's not like a kicky ball. It's a run into them and ball, but that quad amputee stuffed inside like a little pimento.
Like a fucking dog treat in a Kong. Well, I mean, come on now.
But it might be fun.
Do you know how hot that would be, and how the hell would you get, what if the guy needed to get out?
Those little bubbles anyway. When you let them out, you don't just leave them in there. You fucking help them out. What? Those people are fully capable, Katie.
We're going to move on now, because I'm done with that topic.
Okay.
Yes.
Double amputee porn is all right, but
I didn't even say double amputee porn. Hey, okay. Yeah. Yes.
Playing kickball is wrong.
Well, they're not getting fucked or being fucked in a ball. At least they're having, I don't know, whatever. I'm not even. Why are we continuing with this?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
How about some things that you never knew about balls? Let's talk testicles.
Good.
Yeah.
I sense some testicle damage knowledge coming.
No.
No?
No, this is actually pretty cool. The same guy that brought you the Pussy Beauty Contest, we talked about him?
Sure.
And apparently he's also got a three-hold sex toy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of wondering, what is it to have like a mouth above the eye? I don't know. But he just announced the winners of the Auto Blow 2 Balls Beauty Contest. I didn't even know that this was happening, but apparently the winners are. There was two Americans and an Australian with remarkably large testicles.
Why are large testicles beautiful? I don't understand.
Well, there was a lot of things that kind of made it aesthetically pleasing. Like, the average entry was about a 3.4 out of 10. And the winners obviously had beautiful balls, and they averaged a rating of 6 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. So what did they win? First place winner got $5,000.
But why, you didn't answer me why your bigger balls prettier.
Well, bigger balls aren't prettier. It's kind of like how big they are in ratio, you know, in proportion of.
That's
the
what
dick
I'm saying. If it makes your cock look little, big nuts suck.
Big nuts suck. Well, the stud, they were like ratio of space between the balls to total height, and then total width to total height.
Okay.
Testicle.
Like proportionality.
Yeah, testicle similarity and other stuff.
Da Vinci worked on that in the 1600s.
Yeah. Wait, but in that picture, isn't his one nut a little low?
I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention.
I look at genitals in artwork.
I severely doubt it. That whole drawing's about symmetry. So I would imagine it's symmetrical.
Dude, I go to fucking crotches on everything. Like, I look at crotches constantly. I'm looking for people's like camel toes, or if I can see their dick outline on TV. I do it all the time.
Well, I'd do it right with you. We'll totally call it. We'll be like, hey, wait. Did we get a crotch shot? Did we get a crotch shot? Hang on. Back that up. Wait. Stop. God damn, the menu's in the fucking way now. Jesus. Nope. Yep. There it is. Look at that. Crotch shot.
Oh, look at that chick. She's got such a... Look at that toe. Oh, my God. She's got such major toe. That's got to be painful. It's so much toe.
Does she have a piercing? Is that a piercing?
That's just a big button. I bet she's got a big button. That's why she pulls the crotch down. It's loose.
Exactly.
Maybe she's tucking it.
She
Maybe
could
she's
be.
Got a dick. Well, I don't know.
It you don't know be. Until you check.
But not only do the winners, they get money, but they also get their jewels 3D printed and turned into artistic home decor. The kind of shit that you're not going to find at Pier 1, I'm guessing.
Paperweights and such.
Paperweights.
Yeah.
These are my nuts.
It's a life-size sculpture of my nads. I had best-looking nads 2015.
You like them? They made them into me backpack.
Yeah.
It's my nutsack rucksack.
Yeah.
They're big in Canada.
It was really a ball sack backpack customization competition.
That's right.
Like, be dazzling. The ball sack backpack.
I wonder if people do, because we have the vajazzling. I wonder if people do the ball dazzling.
Ball dazzling?
Ball dazzling, sure.
I don't know. I'm not stapling any blinky things into my nuts.
You don't staple.
What? You glue?
Just, yeah. Just
I'm like not gluing. Glue. That's not going to glue. That's some loose ass skin down there.
You pull it taut and then you stick it on.
What?
Yeah.
No.
There's different glues you can use where they'll stay for a while and it's waterproof.
No.
Like track glue where you get like hair extensions.
No, that sounds very pinchy.
It's not pinchy at all.
It sounds very pinchy. Don't lie.
How in the hell could that be pinchy?
Pinchy. That sounds irritating.
It's like, meant to go on your skin.
What are you going to use, like hot glue?
No, hair extension glue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little dab. Doop,
whatever. Doop. I don't think so, no.
I want to make you have sparkle nuts.
I don't want to have sparkle nuts.
Disco dick.
No.
Well, that's such a project for me now.
No.
Yay, that'll be my Valentine's Day gift from you is I get to bedazzle your balls.
No. Wait a minute. You don't get to decide what you get for Valentine's. It doesn't work that way.
I'm going
to
put a ruby on your taint.
Who told you what the rules are?
I'm just going to make it all
Where's
sparkly.
Your husband?
I don't know.
He's
gone. He ignores me, so I can't ask him questions or talk to him. Occasionally, he comes out of his hole when he wants, like, a fried bologna sandwich or something.
Yeah.
But other or some coffee.
Because you're too good with fried bologna.
See, it's not fucking hard. If your girl can't make a damn fried bologna sandwich, she's fucking useless.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, at least you make a good fried bologna.
Well, at least I can do something right. We're going to take a break now. We're going to get a break. But... when we come back, I'm actually going to tell you a little bit more about balls.
Are you?
I am, because that's a fun thing to do. We also got Tits Man coming up as well. So stick around for more Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
So you're talking about like medically wrong. Like I need first aid.
Yes.
Anal's gone wrong is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not like anal just went wrong because there's other ways anal could go wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, I know this.
Sure.
You could perforate your colon.
Okay.
This can happen with a toy or other objects that you shove up your ass.
I don't like how you're looking at me. You can stop it right there. Just you're really pointing at me and in a very aggressive manner. And I just want to let you know, no means no. As long as we're understood with that, you can, you point a different direction, you know what I mean? I don't really need to know what could happen, because large things aren't going to go up my butt, you know what I mean? I'm not going to push the envelope, no.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, can you fit it in your ear? No, then don't put it in my butt.
I know this about you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Small things are okay.
You're fine.
Okay.
You're good.
I don't even poo that big.
You don't need to worry.
I just don't.
Oh my god.
So is that all you can do? Soak in Epsom salt?
No.
You're saying?
No, if you perforate your colon, you have to go see a doctor.
You're
going to die.
Still. Cut it out. I told you to stop that shit. Just fucking, you're doing this as you're doing
it. I'm talking with my hand.
What happens? I look over you. You're like, how come we do this? Like, you look at the screen and you don't want to look at me anymore. Because you do shit like that. No, I don't. See, I'd have been better off looking at the blinky light.
Well, no one cares about this anymore.
Yep, they do.
I don't care if they hurt their asses.
They care.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, they care.
I'm sure you guys is not fucking
They don't have Japanese toilets. They care.
Yeah, but it's not hard to comprehend. Hey, my ass hurts, or my ass is falling on the floor. Maybe I should see somebody.
Boss, I have a prolapsed anus. Well, like, have you ever Google Rosebud? And then you'll see what my butt looks like. I can't come in for a week.
Well, they say if you've really overdone it, you could suffer from erectile prolapse. This is essentially means your muscle gives out, and your insides fall out.
Yeah.
Like, not to the floor, but they protrude out of your ass.
It's like a hernia out of the butt. That's like a butt hernia.
It's
a butt hernia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, if this happens to you...
No, you're doing it. Stop it. If this happens in general, if this happens...
I'm not even facing you. Okay. I'm looking at it.
All right.
If they say you should relax. they say it should go back inside naturally.
Sure.
But if it doesn't...
It'll be okay later. It'll come back and get you some ice.
It says, but if it doesn't, then you just seek emergency help. Do not try to push it or poke it back inside and avoid sitting or standing. Lay down as much as possible.
It's okay, honey. I'll get you some aspirin and some Motrin and a little baggie of ice. Your ass will be fine.
I got a serving spoon. We can use the back of it. Just kind of press it back and just press.
She's a guyper. She's a guyper.
And now, on with the show.
Hitting the part with a phone. Javinci had that when I walk. I got two bitches on my own. The man back up feeling like Ross. I just wanted to slob and top. Nice to meet you. Got that packet, that's my mama's seat. Hitting the part with a phone. Javinci had that when I walk. I got two bitches on my own. The man back up feeling like Ross. I just wanted to slob and top.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, and KinkyKatieRadio.com. What? What?
What?
What?
What?
I had so much fun on that show.
On what show?
Where that you will be on this Friday's Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. You just heard a little clip of it during the intermission.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you heard a little clip of what you will hear if you listen in on Friday.
Friday.
Noon to 1, Eastern.
Easter Standard Time.
Yeah. You get a whole hour of that shit.
You do, but you also get some live commentary by me.
You too.
Before, during, and after.
It's live.
It is live.
Yeah.
Even though I'm half dead.
Yeah.
Blah. No, I'm getting better at that. I'm getting more used to not giving a fuck.
Loneliness. Let her rip, tater chip.
Lonely. It's still lonely.
Exactly.
I have no Bible. No.
No.
We'll talk a little bit about balls, just a little more about balls.
A little more about balls.
I didn't know.
You're very ball-centric.
I am. I like nuts.
You do.
I like them in my mouth.
You like them furry?
I do.
Not furry.
I like them furry.
Not so furry.
I like them silky.
Cool. Just without a sweater.
Yeah. Ooh. No. No.
You prefer no. Yeah, people have preferences.
Yes. I prefer no foreskin, and I know people who prefer with foreskin. They like to chew on it. Like a rubber band.
Okay.
Rah! Sorry, just...
Well, hey, I'm with you. I prefer my cock light on the cock.
Okay.
And preferably with boobs.
All right, I'll go with that one.
Yep.
There's classes to balls.
What?
Yeah, I didn't.
Classes?
Apparently there's six of them. The balls are not just balls.
Classifications of balls.
It says they're all unique and individual like snowflakes.
Sure they are.
It says you can have a class 5 junk, that's smooth, protruding testicles with a high width to height ratio.
Okay.
Or you could have a class 3, like a wrinkly, loose, long balls.
Okay.
Yeah. It says, but either way, it doesn't matter what class you're in, that your balls are one of a kind.
Yay.
Yay.
I don't know. I'm just, you know.
I could pick your testicles out of a lineup.
Oh.
I could. If you show me a bunch of pictures of balls, I'd be like, those are yours.
Okay. We're not trying that.
People really do. There's some that are memorable.
Are they?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, when they're really, really super tiny, like almost non-existent, it's a little creepy. And you remember that shit.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Huh.
Wouldn't you? I mean, shit. If you, like, you should have balls.
Well, I mean, I, you know. I haven't looked at an, you know, all the nuts that I've seen kind of look like nuts. You know what I mean? It's kind of like snowflakes to me. I look at a snowflake and I see just another snowflake. It doesn't matter.
You don't see the highlights or the differences.
No.
The nuances.
There's a cock right in front of him, really. Gets in the way.
Yeah, if they're middle of the road hanger.
Yeah.
Do you know your balls are uglier on Mondays and prettier on the weekends?
Yeah. Why is that?
It says the weekend has this magical effect on people where food tastes better, music sounds awesomer, and the balls look less ugly.
Yeah.
I don't.
Pussy juice is like the fountain of youth for your nuts.
Yeah, but if you're a dude.
Slather them all up in some of them nether bit parts.
But if you're a dude that doesn't like the slop twat, then.
Let it sit for the weekend. Slightly air dry.
Oh.
You have nice taut nuts by Monday.
Yeah, and then you start to go for that jog before that shower, and that scent comes back, but with a vengeance.
Ah, you know, that's only the days that your wife wants to smell your crotch when you come home. Make sure she's got a good one coming at her.
I do not want to smell anybody's crotch when they first come home.
Okay. Like,
it's not a thing for me.
Good.
I don't care. Screw who you want. Just don't tell me about it.
Yeah, well, okay.
What's that?
I like that. What's that?
Yeah, what is that? Well, okay.
What is that?
I don't care. I don't want to know.
There you go.
Taiwanese people, actually, they care more about balls.
Do they?
Yes.
Why is that? In Taiwan? They put a high bounty on nuts?
Yeah.
What do they like about nuts?
They have a balls contest, too, and they crown the winner of the genitals.
Very testicle-centric.
In the capital of the city, Taipei.
Huh.
And they say that.
So what's a good ball to a Taiwanian?
I don't know. I really don't know.
What's a nice nut? Is it a big nut?
Well, Hungarians have the national testicle pride.
A set of Buddha nuts?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. But a Hungarian scrotum is an average of 5.25 points higher than other foreign scrotums. Whatever, they're big. They got big nuts.
Tiny little peckers. Really big nuts.
Actually, they're average size peckers, but they're dwarfed by the nuts.
That's what I'm saying.
They got big pig nuts.
That's what I'm saying. That's like putting a giant, huge, oversized object next to your cock. Like putting that oversized lighter next to your cock doesn't make your cock look good. You know, maybe the giant sized pair of nuts, you might want to pop them bad boys in the back or something when you're taking a dick pic.
Pop them in the back.
See, do something.
Then girls will be like, he's got no balls.
He's got no balls. He's nutless.
No, then you could just turn around and take a bow. You can give two picture shots.
There
like,
you ta-da, go. Give him the goat.
Yeah, give him the goat.
Give him the goat.
They love it. I can't say that I've listened to this. I've tried to find it, and for some reason there's something going on. But after a decade of podcasting, the notvanillapeople.net.radio.com, they're rumored to be closing their doors and all of their operations.
Okay.
But the
Should I know who that is?
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because it was apparently extremely lame and it sucked.
Yeah.
But the reactions to them closing, to the rumors, have kind of been varied. Now, a lot of people were kind of like you. They were like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like,
who? Was it?
They only had 23 registered subscribers.
All right.
Yeah, so they weren't very.
I think we have them beat.
We do.
I know.
We actually do.
I know.
Hear that, Sean Raz? We beat them. People do listen to this show.
They do.
And other people are saying that they've seen it coming for years, and I can't believe that it's still there.
Not vanilla people.
Yeah,
.com.net.
Not vanilla people .net.radio.com.
What? Okay. I see a marketing problem here.
Yeah, I didn't even say the dashes.
Wow, there are dashes?
It's not -vanilla-people.net.radio.com.
Holy, come on. Come on.
Check it out yourself.
It's got to be a fake story.
Check it out yourself.
There's no fucking way. Oh. Hey, if their production was as good as their marketing department, they really need to fire them all. Which they did. That's why it doesn't exist anymore.
Well, some of the people are being more realistic about it, saying that it's about time someone put a stop to this nonsense. So the programming was mediocre at best. It started back in 2003 and broke new ground with a kind of like a mix of short interviews and long interviews and incessant rambling. And then in 2005, they mixed things up with other programs like online BDSM celebrities. But then they only had, like I said, the 23 registered listeners.
Yeah.
And the site didn't quite reach the dizzying heights of popularity that they had kind of hoped for.
Wow, it's a niche action there, brother.
Well,
I don't have to tell you.
The creator kept claiming that it was going to be bigger than MySpace.
Was it?
No.
Huh. No, was it going to be? So it was.
Hmm. So they planned to revamp the site. They do.
We're going to start with getting a new URL. We need a better one.
Oh, what?
We need some better words to go to our .commie.
.commie,
man. We're going to go .co.us, .ap, .upi, .cut.
/369054
Facebook.com.
Yeah, that too. Well, their future lineup is supposed to have these shows. I'm blind. There we go. It's called Kinkalicious, Vanilla People Talking Kinky with your host, Mistress Mandy.
Okay.
Then it's What's This? It's a kinky game show where contestants try to identify used sex toys by smelling them.
Are they like trying to like pin them on the person? I don't know.
Yeah.
That could be fun, I guess.
Or this was in the pussy, this was in the ass. It's like, I think it was, this was in Sandy's pussy.
Well, if you're going to do ass or pussy, it's got to be a taste test. Everybody knows this. Oral examination's the only way.
I don't want to go ass to mouth. I don't want to play that game.
What if it's not my ass?
I don't want to play the game.
What?
I'll give a rim job, but I don't want to like lick something that's been like way up inside.
Yeah.
That's not quite my thing.
No.
No, thank you.
No.
They have whiskey and whores. It's a show for manly
whiskey
men.
Whiskey and whores. And give me some whiskey and some whores.
There's only two more. There's Ass Up, Face Down. It's a call-in show for submissives.
Huh.
And then there's Cunt Face and Porgy. It's an animated show about a master and submissive household with a wacky adventures that ensue.
They have wacky adventures.
Wacky adventures.
You know, and we have tried to listen to like some of the, and some of them they're just really bad.
Suck it. Suck it, Gary.
You know, everybody's got their thing. And like, you know, some people like being serious and some people don't. That's all.
I don't like being serious.
I thank God. I couldn't take it, man.
I can't. Like it.
I don't like PSAs. No.
I'll still do them occasionally, but at least it's not the whole thing. It's just...
That's for whiny bitches.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Just take it.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of taking it, hey, it's time for your favorite segment.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Stand by.
Still standing.
Stand by.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
Wow. What happened there? It's like you got attacked or something.
I had a little mishap. I'm really sorry.
Had a little salad shooter incident there in the studio.
Oh my God.
Shot right down her throat.
Meteor.
She could take a red hot poker right to the throat.
Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. Well, today on Tits Man, I have something kind of nice. It's naughty and nice.
Is it?
A Canadian chocolatier has got a very unique idea for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Chocolate boobs.
Chocolate boobs.
Chocolate today.
Those are two good things that belong together.
See? And they're molded. They are. It's a chocolate mold. It's a hollow chocolate booby, but it was molded after a female booby.
A real boob.
A real boob.
All right.
Actual real, not real, but enhanced, but real.
Real real.
Real real.
Naturally occurring real.
Teardroppy.
Oh.
With gumdroppy nipples.
Not the gumdrop nipples.
They look delicious.
Not the gumdrop nipples.
You monster.
You monster.
They're also decorated with 24 karat gold leaf.
Oh, I don't really need the gold leaf, really?
No, I don't either. It's just got a little dusting on the titty.
I just want to...
Well, the cool thing is $2 from each of the sales. Everyone they sell, they're going to go towards breast cancer research.
Okay. Well, now, whatever. I just want some chocolate boobies.
Here's the thing. I went to 5 different posts about this, and absolutely there's no mention of where you can order them or where you can fucking buy them.
Boo.
In Canada.
Boo. Fake story. Boo.
No. They have a video news thing. Like, that's like...
Nobody would ever make that up.
Why would you? And they showed every... I want a chocolate boob.
You're like projecting. Somebody please tell me where I can get a chocolate boob
tell
hat.
Tell me where I can get
preferably one with a teardrop shape and a gumdrop nipple. Please.
I don't care about the gold leaf.
I don't care. It could be with or without gold leaf. Doesn't matter to me.
Ooh, you could even like cut a hole in the top and fill it with milk and like bite the nipple.
That would be good.
Chocolate milk.
That would be really good. You like a little hot cocoa dispenser?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because if the chocolate's nice. Thick enough, then it'll make it even more chocolatey and you can probably drink it before it melts through. Chocolate today.
And then it's already got that milky goodness.
There you go.
I'm telling you. It's the way to go.
See?
Yep.
Where you go?
Tits man.
I'm your tits man for the week. Yeah.
With boobs.
The back of my throat is actually still like speckly on fire.
What?
Yeah, it sucks.
Wow.
Really sucks. God,
I told you, really, between stop sets is no time for you to practice your fire breathing.
I know, but I got to get my practice in somewhere.
No time to just, I'm gonna burst the fireball right now. Right now, right here, right in the studio. Nobody can see it, but I'm going to do it.
Sometimes you get the fever. Just got to do it. I'm just going to let it out. Don't stifle me.
Just let it out.
You're stifling my creativity. Okay.
I'm stifly. I'm like that.
The fuck would you do that to
me? I'm very smothery.
Let me live. Just let me be free.
Once the drugs wear off.
Keep me chained.
You could be free after the drugs wear off. That'll be your time.
My goodness. All right, well, I got more from Detroit.
Yeah.
I do.
My God, you're going straight into the belly of winter there.
I am.
All winter.
Well, this man, he died in a one-car
crash. Did you remind the people that are listening from that area that it's warm here? It was like 79, 80 today,
something like that. It was
warm.
Hot.
People were dressed as pirates for 2 months, though. So you got winter. We have fucking 2 months of pirates. How about that?
It's aggravating.
I am almost ready to shovel a motherfucking sidewalk.
It's not so bad.
Sure, it's not.
You didn't want to play along.
I don't.
Party pooper.
It's too pervasive.
Whatever. Man.
It's too everywhere.
I don't care. Fine.
So what about Detroit again?
Well, there's a guy. He died in this one car crash.
Okay.
Police found Mr. Jones. He's 58 years old. Found a pantsless in his car and that he had crashed while he was watching porn on his cell phone.
Wow.
Yeah, the driver, he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, and he rolled his car and got partially ejected from the sunroof, and he died while he was being checked on by the paramedics. He was watching porn on his cell phone, and he was jerking off.
And nice. He lost. And he wasn't testing like a Google car or anything, was he?
Not that I know of.
Wow. That'd be the ultimate test. Can I drive down the road with Google driving, me jerking off while watching my cell phone video?
Oh my God. So, but people are still trying to find out what he was watching. I could tell you what he was watching. He was over at kinkycatieradio.com. He scrolled down to the bottom of the page and it says videos, XXX. Click on that. There is a variety of some videos of mine that you can look through. Not all of them are there, but you're not going to find all of them. Ho, ho, ho. You'll have to just check back later and see if some more are available. There. I had to give out my little pluggy.
Sure.
Of course.
Okay.
I think that I definitely think that this might happen to you.
What?
If you were ever dressed up as like a police officer, okay. there was a uniformed police officer that was mistaken for a stripper. When he found this group of women, they were old biddies. They were celebrating one of the ladies' like 50th birthday parties.
Okay.
They were inside a social club. Well, the officer noticed that the door was open and he went inside to check things out to make sure everything was okay. Well, as soon as he was seen by the drunk, horny women, they went ballistic.
Like, they lost their fucking mind.
They lost their shit. Much like the furries with Tony the Tiger.
Wow. Tony's pretty fucking sexy. We all know that.
Yeah, yes.
Don't hold back.
Just want to rub his belly. Want to make him purr. Sugary sweet. Anyway, three of the women started to rub up on the cop and, like, molest him.
Good.
And then they asked if he was the stripper that they ordered. He started to answer, but then was told to come back later because he was there too early. The cop just smiled and left. He said it felt nice knowing that he looked good enough to be a male stripper, like like mistaken for a male stripper.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for him. Group of old ladies in Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, hey, you that stripper there.
Come on in. Got some hot cocoa here.
Why don't you take off your moccasins? You must be cold. I'll get you some sausage.
Why is it always got to be sausage?
I like sausage.
I notice.
I like it.
Do you want a brat? Where's Tony? Sweetie, it's midnight. They're little brats.
It's protein and garlic. They're nice. And animal casing.
They're very tasty, honey. They go good at night. It's okay.
I got the bakery top split buns. They're soft.
Split buns are nice.
Just fucking like slather some mustard on there and boom, you got yourself a midnight snack.
They should have invented those a long time ago, the top split bun. I don't know why that's a far superior way to eat a hot dog, but it is.
Well, a lobster roll.
It is a lobster roll, kind of.
It is.
Lobster, I mean, that's, well, but it's not a lobster hot dog roll, really.
Yeah, sausage and peppers.
But it's awesome, though. Mm. Makes it better. Balanced. It has symmetry. Your sandwich will have symmetry. Symmetrical sandwiches are better than non-symmetrical sandwiches. They're not like nuts.
It'll set up right.
Yeah, they're better when they're the same all the way through, you know?
Now, why are we talking about
you were very ball-centric.
So what? So now you want to be sandwich-centric?
I'm not sure.
Oh my god!
Balls, meat, what?
There was a trial of this BDSM lifestyle dom, Fred.
Fred the Dom.
Well, Fred Coles. He's 58 years old.
He goes by Fred Dom.
We are Fred the Dom.
He's collared to Bob Dom. Bob's Dom. His master. Master Bob Dom.
He's probably pissed off a bunch of people with that right now. But anyway, this trial concluded today when a judge accepted the defense's motion for the judgment declaring Cole to be a little creepy, but not criminal.
He declared him to be a little creepy?
But, well, he's a little creepy.
Statute 802.5.
Not criminal.
Little creepy. Not quite criminal.
The prosecutors, they had to invoke statutes that involved child abuse, sex acts with minor, and child porn. All because of Cole's, you know, he took on the role of being a daddy dom along with his baby girl. Keep in mind that both parties are legally adults.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Cole's baby girl, she's fucking 28 years old.
So?
But she has the headspace when they play of a 9-year-old.
So what?
Exactly. That's what the judge is saying. Big fucking deal. They're adults. They're consenting.
Just because she's acting like she's 9 doesn't mean she's not actually 9. And she's not, like,
I'm sure she doesn't
mentally
look
handicapped
9.
Or anything. And, like, just, you know.
Right.
She's not at the level of a 9. No, she wants to be 9. She's acting like she's 9 on purpose.
Well, and the judge was even kind of, like, being snarky. Because they said that it was, they called it an uncalled for remark towards the prosecutor because she said, why would you take a cute little girl's daddy away from hers? It says the judge also noted that some girls need spankings, corner time, and strict discipline to know that they are loved, and that sometimes blankets, binkies, and quiet time coloring can be both healing and powerful for the full development sense of self.
Yeah. Nobody tells you how to fuck, Christian. Why you got to tell this dude how to fuck? But, like, really, what were the charges? Like, what? I wonder what the circumstances were.
Maybe pictures of the girl, like, dressed. Maybe she did look young, but then he had her dressed, like, really young and then took pictures of her.
But
and
she ain't even close. She's 28. What?
Well, there are some older women that look young as fuck. I mean, she might have. I don't know.
Whatever.
But they also said that the judge was mocking the whole case by sticking her tongue out at the prosecutor when he had his back turned and also began to giggle when she banged her gavel.
Seriously.
You
kind of
have to when you're being like that.
Wow, and you're just kind of wasting money for no reason, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. Them people are thick. They're just thick. They're sick and abusive, those people. They belong in a mental hospital. That's where they belong.
I don't understand it, so it's wrong.
That's right. It doesn't fit the book.
It's evil. Pure evil.
You know why it's evil? Because it involves nipples.
Wait, male or female?
Both.
But the male's okay.
Yeah, it's okay, but when it's rubbing up on a female nipple, it automatically becomes evil.
Oh, no.
It's like a zombie.
Oh, no.
Only worse.
Oh, no.
With nipples.
A nipple zombie.
Yeah. They're the fast-moving kind, too. Like, you know,
fast-moving nipple zombies?
Yeah, they are. They're not the slow-moving kind.
Look at those nipple zombies go. Now, yeah, what if a lot
more terrifying than the slow-moving nipple zombie.
What if the nipple zombie's pierced and it gets snagged on something with a fast...
I'm not sure.
But then again, would it matter? Because they're dead.
They have this worked out in next week's a Pentecostal revival. They already have that zombie apocalypse thing, nipple apocalypse, fast-moving zombie with thing worked out.
With the snakes.
It's all prepped.
Gotcha.
In the bunker. Pasties everywhere.
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 Pasties
and nipple guards.
Everywhere. I was about to say, I'm like, I think I missed a page, but no, I just have a lot more stuff than I planned for last.
Yeah?
Stuff. Yeah. Did ya? Amazing. We're not going to go short tonight.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Check it out. We gotta give a hand to the pre-production department.
Yay!
I don't know what we call them. What do we call them?
Me.
Okay.
No, there's a few things that contribute to the pre-prepping.
Okay. The pre-prepping of the pre-prepping?
The pre-prepping of the pre-prepping.
That really is what gets the prep done.
It is. No, it doesn't. quiet time. Quiet time and coffee gets my prepping done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, basically what you're telling is if I shut up long enough.
I can get shit done.
Yeah.
And you don't yell, we were banging around.
Yeah, well.
I try not to do stuff. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Experts have been trying for decades to cure horrible diseases like cancer and heart disease. I think we can all agree on that. We're always exploring new ways and testing new treatments, according to research done at the State University of New York. Eating at the Y can play a part in saving your life. Now, eating at the Y, I mean munching some box, okay. Eating some pussy, licking some carpet.
I didn't understand what you were saying. I was thinking, wait a minute, like vending machines are good?
Vending machines. Well, I guess it's kind of like a vending machine. Put money in, press the right buttons, and something will come out of it.
Oh.
Oh.
And it's definitely not going to be what you want.
Hey. You don't know that.
I said E3, motherfucker. Does that look like a Snickers to you, bitch?
Oh, gosh. I should hope it doesn't look like a Snickers. Well, it's a Baby Ruth.
It's what I wanted. I ordered a motherfucking Snickers.
Well, sorry. There was no peanuts. Anyway, well,
with an espresso.
They're gonna die! Wait. You got to get a biopic.
Exactly.
I'm a star.
I'm going to watch me a biopic with my espresso.
My gag near fructus.
Irregardless of what you want. I ain't scared.
Oh, my God. I couldn't care less. The hormones DHEA and oxytocin, they're the ones that produce whenever oral sex happens. This is also on guys, too, because they've always had things. You're like, oh, suck a dick, it'll save a life. Well, now they're like, eat a pussy, same thing.
Okay.
Because it's true, because it both happens.
Save my life or your life?
Both.
Really?
Well, these hormones, they're capable of preventing cancer.
Okay.
So not only does the act give pleasure, but it can also help with health benefits. And you can remind each other that on any day, actually, and say, hey, let's do some healthy things. Skip the gym and 69. You know, blah, blah, blah. It'll be cardio, plus you'll be, you know.
Honey, you got to save my life. It's the only chance I got for life for the next 6 weeks.
It's the only way.
Doctor said I need DHCTPA, TPA, CPs.
That too.
I get them from your crotch.
I get them from your crotch.
Bend over.
That just sounds so sexy.
I need you when you're dirty.
I'm gonna do one last thing. I'm gonna do the, if you guys can't figure out what to do for Valentine's Day, you want to take your date to the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Waffle House is offering reservation only candlelit dinners. And they have locations in 18 states. Go to their website to find out if there's one near you. And this is the ninth year that they've been actually offering this deal.
Taking reservations. What are we going to do, like Waffle House fondue?
I dip my waffle in my warm syrup.
You get a free ordered, scattered, smothered, and chunked. Ooh. Covered.
Shroomed.
Stapled. Beaten, whipped.
Nuclear bombed.
Yeah.
I don't know, so...
Complimentary with your first order.
You get like butter in the shape of dirty things. All right. We're going to get out of here. Well, okay, I'm going to get out of here. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Friday. Join me back here at RazRadioLive.com and KikiKatieRadio.com for Kiki Katie's World Fast Forward. It'll be very fun. If you hear chipmunks, you're supposed to sound like that, so not to worry. And also Friday night, I am on One Night Stand from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time, hosted by the lovely, the boobalicious Miss Amber. Love her to death. And yeah, get me on Stitcher and iTunes. 5 stars and comments. Always a pleasure. And yeah, Google me, Kiki Katie Radio, Facebook, Twitter. Everything's on there. Watch me fuck videos and... stuff. All right, guys, you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you soon. Kisses on your paper. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.